You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
All right, guys. Good morning. Well, I know what y'all did last night. Track the Taylor album. It is Swift FM. That's right. Not Kiss, it's Swift. I might say Kiss a couple times. I just got a habit. You know, it's out of habit. But it is Swift FM. 102.7. Swift FM. The Tortured Poets Department is out. And so, Sisney, you are in the music department. This is highly anticipated. How is this? So, you have to understand. So, Sisney, good morning, by the way. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, by the way. Hi, Tanya.
Good morning.
I nailed my coffee so well this morning that you're going to feel the energy.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
So, you better watch your step. I've got it so perfect.
Okay.
All right. And I have a little bit more left over. I only had one and two. And I'm gonna have a third of a third. Okay.
Okay.
I have a good situation going now too. Like, I'm feeling vibes.
Okay, great. Well, come. Mm-hmm. What is your situation that's so good? I want to know.
Just I drank the bone broth before I had my coffee.
And it's working.
Yeah.
By the way, I love this combination. Never change.
What?
You needed the bone broth.
I don't enjoy it as much when you're on mushroom tea.
Oh, the mushroom tea. Yeah. That was a time. You know, that was a moment in time.
No, but we're now, here we are. Look at us. Here look at are. This energy.
Yeah, Sisney,
you got it too. You don't even drink as much coffee as we do.
I'm like a hit or miss coffee drinker.
I don't know how you don't get into it like the way we do. Like, that just baffles me.
Like, to me, it's like I don't even have the time to drink coffee.
But the excitement level I feel for just smelling the bag.
Oh, it's euphoric.
I don't understand it totally.
I actually prefer my coffee at home now to the store-bought one that I used to go to.
Me too. I bring it everywhere. I bring it in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I have a duffel bag of my coffee beans. Anyway, Sisney.
Yes.
So how is the you are here all the time in the music department and working in that management role at Kiss FM, and we have albums come out often. But how has this one been so different just from the inside?
Well, for starters, it's Taylor Swift. So we are completely, you know, transformed the station to Swift FM.
Oh, yeah.
But this was pretty, like, locked up. We didn't hear... And I
how do they do that?
Well, it's Taylor's team, you know? Don't mess around with Taylor's team.
Tree. I know Tree.
Tree Payne.
Tree Payne.
Yeah. But you even know, back in the day, remember when 1989 came out and we did like a whole thing for the morning show where she like co-hosted with us and Frank Bell came to E! And like brought little pods for us? Like,
I do remember
They
that.
Didn't send anything over. They brought it with him.
Yes.
With the pods.
The only person that got to hear music ahead of time was Beata.
Oh, jealous.
Why? You didn't get to?
No.
Just Beata?
No, just Beata.
And did she brag about it?
No. Because she had to sign an NDA.
By the way,
she told me nothing.
Did she tell you I called her?
No.
Oh, I called her. I was in my car and I called her.
I was in her office when you called her.
Right. I was listening to Gabby. I'm like, yes. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the station.
You turned us all upside down, by the way, that afternoon.
Oops.
Because whatever you said like, oh, there was an echo. Her voice, sounded like an echo.
Yeah. So I said, Gabby's microphone sounds like, we need to get engineering. It sounds like she's in a hollow room.
Right. So we went back and like listened to it on our logger. And it sounded fine to us.
Exactly.
Everything was fine. And we're like, was it his car?
So, well, funny you say that. So then later.
I feel like it's not going to be funny.
So later in the day, I'm listening to JoJo and I'm like, this guy sounds like he's in a cave too. Sounds like he's in a tunnel. What's going on with this station? Turns out it was the phasing of my radio in my car got adjusted. But I called. You should be high. I called in like in a panic that something was wrong.
I know. And Gabby came back like and checked with us. She was like, I didn't do anything wrong. I swear.
I thought maybe a setting was off in the studio.
Poor
you know
Gabby.
How those settings can be off.
Oh, God. Oh, it's so
I mean, nobody
good.
Loves calling in more than I. Mark, I call you all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
Saturday morning on your
on my run.
You're right.
Yeah. I love to make a Saturday morning call around 7.
Oh my God. Nice. Stressful. Yeah.
See, the thing is, if I don't do it then, you know how my brain works.
Well, why don't you lob a text instead of a phone call?
Because I'm jogging.
You do that sometimes. You say like, hey, I'm going to call you. It's like a 5-second
preemptive.
Yes.
Calling.
Or
Swift
he texts
FM.
And says, call me.
Because I'm running.
That's stressful.
No. Don't stress about it. It's just because I'm
call
jogging.
Call me is so stressful.
I don't get stressed when Ryan calls.
No, it's always about something. It's always something fun. Look at me. I'm the, come on. Headquarters are fun.
Headquarters of fun.
I'm headquarters of fun. HQF.
That's cool. I'm down.
Swift FM. Please stop me when I say kiss because, you know, I get into my rhythm of saying kiss, but it's Swift FM.
Swift FM.
All right, Sisney, we have a busy morning this morning. Match games coming up, Bruno Mars tickets, clouds this morning, sun later, highs in the low 70s. Warmer tomorrow. Sunday looks like summer, so I'm here for that. You're going to get hot. 80s, 90s inland. What did we miss overnight?
Well, a lot happened overnight. Of course, Taylor Swift's album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped at 9 p.m. as planned. But that's also when a 2-hour countdown started on Taylor's Instagram. At 11, we found out why. And we found out why all of those 2 Easter eggs were all about. It's a double album. The entire Tortured Poets Department is 31 songs and over 2 hours of listening. We will play the whole thing again tonight at 9, hosted by Taylor Swift. And keep it on Swift FM all weekend long. And that's what happened overnight.
Ryan Seacrest, Sisney, and Tanya. The back room, got Tubbs, got Mark. Everybody is here. Y'all ever been to New Orleans?
No, and I really want to go.
I went 1 year for Mardi Gras.
It's just one of the greatest cities in America. And in the world, actually. Not only the country, in the world.
Yeah.
Backroom, been to Mardi Gras or been to New Orleans?
No. I definitely want to go. Good.
Is that how you say it? New Orleans?
New Orleans. And for the foodies here on this show.
Yes.
That's why I want to go.
You want to go taste the gumbo. I don't know
the
what
beignets.
Y'all think. The beignets, the crawfish, however you say it. And New Orleans, just a special place. I've been there a lot. I spent a lot of times there. Randy Jackson grew up not far from there. And we would go back. I remember we were doing American Idol auditions there for the years we'd worked together. Some great, great times. Harry Connick Jr.'s from there. He took us to Clancy's. Took us to Clancy's for the most unbelievable Cajun gumbo. It was just fantastic. Why is that so funny?
There's this specific restaurant in New Orleans that Robbie, it's his favorite restaurant when we're early dating. I tried to get like a meal shipped from New Orleans to LA for him. It was not possible.
Yeah. Hey, was that place that Harry took me to Clancy's, right?
Clancy's.
Yeah. What's another great restaurant there in New Orleans?
In New Orleans?
Yeah, famous.
Pesh.
Mm-hmm.
Shia.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Sava.
Mm-hmm. Sava, yeah. The old Shia.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. That's good. Yeah, thank you. What's that saying you love?
Les ailes, le bon temps roulé.
Hey! Hey! That's Belinda, whose family's from New Orleans. Anyway, and she was instrumental, actually. She works in my office and has worked for me probably for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was instrumental in this along with the Ryan Seacrest Foundation. But we're bringing our Seacrest studios to New Orleans, to the pediatric hospital.
Yay.
There. This is big. Yesterday it was announced this will be our 15th Seacrest studio.
Wow,
inside a children's hospital.
Quinceañera. It is.
I just can't believe it. It's so cool. Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Cincinnati, Dallas, all children's hospitals, Denver, Nashville, Orange County here, Orlando, Philly, D.C., Memphis, New York, Salt Lake City, and now we are going to be in this really cool space at the Children's Hospital in New Orleans. It's called Walker's Imaginarium. Okay?
Oh.
It's a new concept.
I love this.
Picture Aquarium Imaginarium, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's a 12,000 square foot space. One of the largest hospital-based child enrichment spaces in the nation. And our studio is going to be built in the ground level of the Walker's Imaginarium area. I'm just thrilled, you know, to know that we started this in Atlanta and that we continue to build them for the experiences of parents and kids who are in the children's hospitals so that they can go be the stars and we can bring famous people through and they can forget about what's happening. There's no medicine being given. There's no shots being given. There's
right.
no doctors telling
it's
you
just
anything
fun.
Inside these spaces. So Meredith, my sis, my parents, the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, Nicole, everybody there who is based in Nashville, got the foundation based there on Music Row in Nashville. We're building that, and it's going to be very exciting. Live celebrity interviews, musical performances, the 15th Seacrest Studio. If you want to see what they look like, I'm very proud of them because mm-hmm. they look like what we use, you know, on a commercial level for streaming, for podcasting, for content development, green screens.
I think at this point it has better equipment than this studio.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Because this one for sure will because it's going to be new.
Yeah.
And we're doing one in Atlanta that's got a Jumbotron. It's a two-story
that's
one
so
we're building
cool.
in Atlanta with a Jumbotron. Yeah, because they've got a new pediatric hospital that they're opening later this year.
Uh-huh.
And so the space is so big for the Seacrest Studio. It's got a Jumbotron inside of it.
Whoa,
so that everybody can watch what's happening. But just want to shout it out to Children's Hospital New Orleans and the incredible concept, this Walker's Imaginarium. It really is next level. If you want to learn more, just see what these spaces look like. Go to RyanSeacrestFoundation.org just to check them out. You don't realize how critical the doctors, patients' experiences are inside a children's hospital until you've got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of kids that don't get to leave. I mean, this is their life and their parents bringing them for treatments all
yeah,
the time.
Can't imagine.
So the idea is just to help that out. So thank you, New Orleans. Can't wait to spend some time there. I will be there for the big grand opening too.
That'll be and so cool.
Next, thank you. And coming up next, and thank you to everybody that put that together. Your morning hack. Do you have a date this weekend? You're going to be seen 8 times. Tiny, in the promo that I heard running for the last day, you're very excited about this.
8 times is high.
Than those who don't. And do you do it? And do you do it and not shift from it?
Ooh. Okay.
Do you do it?
What is it?
Did you just do it?
Are we doing it now?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. I was going to guess play with your hair, but you're not playing with your hair.
Am I doing it now?
Licking your lips?
Yeah.
I think that does not.
That does not make you 8 times more attractive.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't?
I feel backwards.
Like, really? I feel
don't
like
do that.
Drawing attention
integer.
To your lips is like the move. Yeah.
But you weren't drawing attention. You were literally lubricating them in a circle.
Yeah, maybe I'd feel like put on your lipstick or chapstick or something.
Well, the guy's wrong.
Okay. Flare your
wrong,
nostrils.
Wrong. No, it's look them in the eyes.
That's it?
Oh, that's easy. Look,
don't you do that anyways?
I think you shift sometimes, like when you think or when you move away. Like,
okay.
Now, don't be creepy doing it, because then there are those who...
Right,
like,
you have to blink.
You have to blink. Please blink, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
I will find
it's
you.
It's so interesting, your involuntary muscle of your eye. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't flip as much as ours.
No, I can lock in.
So humors are hardwired to enjoy attention, so we instinctively see people who give it to us as better looking. So you're giving it all the attention?
Give it a try tonight.
Today's quote, standing up for yourself doesn't make you argumentative. All right? It doesn't. So take that.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is officially out. And just 2 hours after releasing it, Taylor announced that Tortured Poets is actually a secret double album with 15 extra songs. A stretch of Topanga Canyon Boulevard that was closed due to a massive landslide could remain shut down until September. Anaheim residents impacted by noise from Disneyland construction, from Disneyland's expansion, or from any After Dark Park events will soon be able to call a hotline to complain. Red Lobster is considering filing for bankruptcy amid growing debt, and West Hollywood residents have raised concerns over plans to redevelop the iconic Viper Room.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, we don't argue. And, you know, having a different opinion is not argumentative.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we don't fight, we don't argue, but we debate and we choose a view and we proudly share the view. Right. And many times it's different and we don't agree on it. But that's fine. Like that's all right. And that's what's happening on the internet with these things. Mm-hmm. There's a big divide with a couple of things that just struck me. And I want to bring them up on the air. I know. Where do you stand on these debates? I'm going to direct this at Sissany and Tanya.
OK, great.
So
okay.
Where do you two stand on these things?
Mm-hmm.
And this is Reddit. This is where I was getting this one from Reddit. There's a woman that posted on Reddit asking the question, is it OK to stop making dinner if no one will help with the dishes? Now, this divided the internet, believe it or not, sparked fire everywhere. She stopped making dinner for her husband since he refuses to help.
Well,
she's like, I'm not doing
rude.
My part if you don't do your part.
Yeah, he needs to help with the dishes. It's always a swap. Whoever cooks, the other person needs to clean.
But right. She not only makes it for her son. She makes the dinner just for her son.
That is petty.
No, I respect it.
I worry. I mean, I get the principle of that, but I worry, like, is that going to escalate into something worse?
Yeah, I mean, it's very passive aggressive.
Yes.
And it's
they need to talk it out.
He actually said in the post, she says that he said, you made the mess, you deal with it.
I don't think that's going to last. Oh my gosh, she needs to leave that
guy. You're going to need Ryan's roses.
I would.
You need Ryan's roses.
Yeah, why'd she marry him?
I mean, I don't know her. I just read in the Reddit post. All right, here's another one. Internet divided over this. Should people be ashamed for cheating on Wordle? You play Wordle? I never got into it.
I got into it and actually I forgot about it and I played for the first time again yesterday.
No kidding. All right, really? So a guy on a plane posted a video on TikTok with the caption, if your wife was on this flight from Orange County to Dallas, she cheats on Wordle.
Oh my gosh.
How do you cheat?
I didn't even know you could cheat.
You can like look up like 5-letter words to start with. Whatever.
What's that's the not point? Fun. Like,
that's not fun.
And also, it's setting a bad precedent for like your life.
You're just playing against yourself.
I mean,
so you're cheating yourself.
It's that dramatic.
No, she's kind of right.
Yeah, it feels deep. Feels psychological.
All right. Well,
okay. Well, she didn't go to psych ward, but.
Okay. Fine. One more. We're about to go to Los Alamitos, your alma mater.
I know.
Because we're stopping there on our tour.
My nephew's a senior there, and he is so excited that we're coming.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
That's so cool that he's a senior there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be... Okay.
All my nephews went there.
One more. The internet's divided over this. What is the correct way to stand in the shower? And this is... I think about this every single time, and I do a rotation, but... Actually, you know what I do? Well, let me finish. So, the correct way to stand in the shower, what is it? Facing the shower head or away? There's one that posted
facing
on TikTok.
Facing the shower head.
Well,
she posted
away...
She posted on TikTok after finding out her mom faces the nozzle. She always face away.
You face away when you're washing your shampoo out, but then you face forward when you're like lathering your body.
I never turn around.
You never, not once?
No. If I'm gonna wash my hair, I just dig in more.
I do both. You know what I've been doing lately? So I've been into this thing I told you about it, where at night I get snacky and I go and I put almond butter, a little malt,
granola
and some berries.
Judgment.
And blackberries.
No judgment.
But the blackberries have seeds. There's little seeds in them. So I got seeds. When I'm about to go to bed, I got little seeds.
I don't like blackberries for that reason.
Right. Well, you know what I do is I shower. I've been showering at night lately.
You spit the seeds out in the shower?
No, I put the water into my mouth out of the nozzle.
Yeah.
And it clears out those seeds before I get ready to go to bed.
I love this for you. I love that you're showering at night now.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Yeah.
Next thing you're going to be so happy and proud of me, I'm wearing socks. Not more than once or whatever.
Don't you feel nice that you showered the day off you before you got into your clean bed?
If I'm being honest, yes.
Yes. Okay. It's the best feeling ever.
I'm probably going to start sleeping better because of it. But it does get the blackberries out when I shower face forward.
And that's why you bathe babies to go to bed. You know, it really kind of just resets them and then they go Mimi.
Then they go what?
Mimi. That's what we call bedtime at my house.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. So. I thought you said wee wee.
Me, me.
Come on, let's play it. Let me hear it. Let's go. What are we doing next Thursday?
Hey, hey.
Me too.
From the freeway to the valley.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the stops we're going to make will be 12:45 for lunch next Thursday at your alma mater, Los Alamitos High.
It's so wild that we're going to be back on campus.
And we got Rhea Ortega, who is a sophomore at Los Al. Good morning, Rhea.
Hi, Rhea.
Hi, good morning.
What's up? We're coming to see you guys.
I heard. I'm so excited.
So are we. Yeah, so what can we expect? Do people know who we are?
Yes.
Like my biggest fear.
Right. I'm going to get there and be like,
we go to high school, yeah.
Who are you guys? What's up? Okay, so do you know what we're going to do when we get there? Are we having a pep rally? Are we coming to the lunchroom? Do you have any ideas?
I don't have an idea.
Mark, do you have an idea? What are we planning to do when we get there? Like, what have we talked about with the principal?
We are going to be, it's a Ryan's rally. We're giving away Ryan's Riding t-shirts. We're giving away Kiss FM Stanleys. And somebody's going to win $1,000 to help pay their bills.
What?
What kind of bills you got, Rhea? What kind of bills you got in high school right now?
$10 bills.
Well, I got a whole bunch of them to give you then.
Well, and I think DJ Triple XL is coming, and so we're going to be playing some music. And we're throwing a party for your lunch hour. I think the bell's going to ring, and no one's going to go to class.
No,
I did this before. I did this like 10 years ago, and I'm telling you, when the bell rang, nobody wanted
Everybody
to leave.
Stayed?
Yeah.
All right, Triple XL, we need a good set there, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rhea, from what I understand, the lunch being served on Thursday is going to be the Los Al Turkey Deli sandwich. You know about that?
Yes, I do.
Is that worth it, or should I pack?
It's worth it.
Oh, okay.
The chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes were the it thing when I was there.
No, they're not. Sorry, not being served, so chicken rice balls being served.
There's a lot of stuff. Chicken Caesar salad with breadsticks, a Papa John's pizza.
You guys get Papa John's pizza?
Yes, every day.
What?
Wow.
Well, all right. Spoiled. And so, you know, they have a fruit yogurt parfait with granola. I might have that.
Parfait.
Rhea, how many students at Los Alamitos about?
Maybe 1,000 or a couple.
No, I think it's more like 3,700.
Oh, yeah, wow. Isn't each class like 600?
Each class is about like 600 to 900 probably.
Yeah. Each class has like 40 kids.
Wait, oh, the classrooms, yes.
She's talking about the year. All right, so Rhea, I want to know, who is your best friend?
My best friend is Sydney Scott and Addison Phelps.
Okay, so two best friends. Are they going to come to the rally with us?
Yes, they are.
Got it. Have
they been announcing it at school, like over the loudspeaker or like Griffin News?
Not yet.
Also, I mean, look, they got a lot of other headlines to deal with.
This needs to be the biggest headline. Do they know that Tanya and I went there?
Yes, they do. My history teacher was talking about it in class today.
Who's your history?
It was history?
Who's your history
it was a long
teacher?
Time ago,
who's
so
your history teacher?
Mr. Brent Dana.
Oh,
I tell you, the same teachers are not going to be there.
Yes, Mr. Martinez is still there.
Okay, no ha. Mr. English teacher is going to be thrilled about that one.
Mr. Martinez is still there teaching Spanish.
Is he still there, Rhea?
Yes, I think he is.
Okay, right. Who teaches you English? Who teaches you English?
I have Mr. Hooper.
Will you tell Mr. Hooper that, yes, huh, we're coming?
Yes, huh?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hang on 1 second, Rhea. We'll see you and everybody there. Spread the word.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Bye, Rhea. We're so excited. Come say hi to us.
I will.
Like, what if it's just Rhea and her two friends that show up?
That's fine. We'll have a party.
I'm telling you.
Make sure some other people come.
It'll be packed.
Let's go. Triple XL need a good set. All right, that's next Thursday. The website, kissfm.com, has all the details. I want to get Armando and Susanna on the line. It's time to play match game. Need two contestants, and here we go. Friday. Armando in Los Angeles, good morning. You're contestant number one, Armando. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a proud father of three kids, and I love taking them all over the place so they don't have to Uber anywhere.
Yeah, save on the Ubers. Appreciate you. All right. Three kids, proud dad, Armando. Susanna, you're contestant number two in Fontana. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Susanna. I'm 6 years old. I work for an elementary school here in Bloomington, California, Cliffmore Elementary. Yeah, and I give the students whatever they need.
Oh, that's nice. How long you worked at this school?
About 8 years now.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for doing that good work. We're going to play Match Game. It's very easy. You'll win Bruno Mars tickets if you are the winner. I'll give you a phrase with a blank in it, okay? Then our panel here of Sisney, Tanya, Ruby, and Chubbs will write down what they think should go in the blank. We'll hear your answer, and if you match what they said, it is a point. Whoever gets the most matches wins. We'll start with you, contestant number one. So, Susanna, hold tight. Armando, we're starting with you. Don't say anything out loud. Just think about your answer. Yours is pillow blank. Pillow blank. So think of a word that goes with pillow that the panel might also think. You want to match it up.
Did he say me?
No. Okay, Susanna, you hold tight. Armando, pillow what? What'd you say?
Pillow top.
Pillow top. I like it.
Yes.
Pillow top. Sissany, for a match.
No, I said pillow top. I said pillow fight.
Me too. That's what I thought.
Yeah, cute, right?
Tanya, pillow.
Pillowcase.
Ruby.
I said pillow talk.
Yay!
Yes! Pillow.
Wait, talk or top?
Wait, talk.
No. He said top.
Oh. Yeah, he said top.
Wait. T-O-P, right, Armando?
No, talk.
Oh, you said pillow talk?
Oh, he said talk.
Oh, pillow talk. I thought you said T-O-P. You said T-A-L-K. There's a match.
Yes.
Armando. Oh, boy. All right. Pillow talk. Tubbs, did you say pillow talk for a point?
I did.
All right. Wow. I was playing a different game. Armando, that's two. Well done, talker.
Great.
All right. Susanna, you're contestant number two. Here's yours. Don't say anything out loud. Just think about this. Yours is summer blank. Summer blank. Oh, come on, panel. Summer blank. Let's get Susanna some points here. Susanna, what'd you say?
Summer school?
Shoot. Just thinking vacation. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Summer school. Good. Well, because you're there at the school, obviously. All right. Sissany, summer?
Fling.
Pillow talker.
I was kind of in the mood.
Tanya?
I said summer vacation as well.
Ruby?
Summer walker.
Is that a new band?
Oh, an artist.
An artist, yeah. I'm like, wait, that sounds familiar to me. Okay, and Tubbs, did you say summer school?
I said summer break.
Well, it turns out pillow talk is much popular than summer anything.
Summer sling.
Susanna, thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Okay, you have a good day. Keep up the good work. All right. And, this breaks my heart. And Armando. Ooh. Armando?
Yes.
Armando's like, woo-hoo.
Yeah, Armando's celebrating, gloating over there.
Wow.
All right, Armando, you are the winner. All that woo-hooing makes a lot of sense. Congratulations. You're going to see Bruno Mars.
Woo!
Yes. Awesome. Can't wait.
I can't either. Thank you for listening to Kiss FM. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you. Wow.
I have a great, this is just an inspiring story for Hometown Hustler here.
I'm a hustler, baby.
So basically every Friday, it's just fun to spotlight local businesses here in Southern California, entrepreneurs. And I love this story. So we're going to talk to Cheryl and Bianca of OC Salsa Rica in Anaheim Hills. So Cheryl, this is the cool part of this. She was doing something else and she realized, oh my gosh, I don't have control of my life. I'm going to start my own business. She was, for 22 years, she was working for a restaurant company. She got laid off. Got laid off after 22 years of loyalty.
Wow. Dang.
So she loses her job and she is worried about her retirement. And she loses all of her retirement savings, obviously, by being laid off. Nearly 50 years old. So she says, I'm taking charge. I'm taking control of my future. I love cooking. I love making salsa. She turned this side hustle she was doing of OC Salsa Rica into her actual real business. And check this out. Cheryl and her daughter Bianca, they both run OC Salsa Rica out of Anaheim Hills. They're in 350 Southern California grocery stores right now.
That is incredible.
They've sold over 12 million pounds of salsa. Now, Ruby, you guys do hot sauce. They do salsa.
12 million pounds?
There's no... You're fine, right? This is not like a Coke and Pepsi war, right?
No, this is, no. Not at all.
Everybody can have this. Everybody can have this on their plate.
Yeah, she actually sent in an email, and it was so detailed, and it was like really inspiring, and also reminded me of like my family's business. Right. So I was like, this is great.
Well, let's meet Cheryl and her daughter Bianca right now of OC Salsa Rica and I Mills, our hometown hustlers. What's up, Orange County?
OC in the house.
Oh my gosh! Hi, Cheryl and Bianca.
Hi, Ryan.
Well, this is it is a story that turned out great. I know it was tough, Cheryl, after being laid off. You figure, like, I have no control, lost my retirement. What am I going to do? You love making this salsa. And congratulations to hustle it in, both you and your daughter, into 350-plus grocery stores in Southern California. That deserves this on-air hometown hustler feature for you. So well done.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
So my question in these stories is always, how did you have the courage to do it? Because it's risky and it's all on you guys. How did you get past that, Cheryl?
You know what? I felt I really had nothing to lose, because after losing my job and having nothing, I thought, what do I have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
So I went out there, I produced the salsa, I created this company, went out to the farmer's market one weekend and got discovered. And that next thing you know, we were in 180 stores.
Wait, next thing you know, it took a while though.
Yes, it did.
Okay. But still, you think about it, relatively fast. Yeah. It all worked out.
You got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa is good on everything. Mm-hmm. We know that. Any meal of any time of the day. What is special about these salsas? Why do people love your OC salsa?
I think because it's authentic, it's fresh, it's made with fresh ingredients, and it tastes like you're eating it from your grandma.
Right.
It's our home style recipe.
It's funny, but it is the one thing that my grandma and I made together, Nana Pauline and I. I would have to stand on a high chair, not a high chair, but like a little stool. The stool to help chop up things. And that's when I learned at like 4 that I was a cilantro guy.
That's awesome.
So Bianca, tell me, what is the most popular salsa?
I would say our hot and mild are our crowd pleasers. We started selling those. Those were the first ones to go into the market, and they're still going strong now. So those would be our most popular flavors. They're the traditionals, OGs.
The OGs, yeah. All right, well, listen, this is a great story. Mom, daughter, making it work in stores in Southern California. OC, especially if you're in Orange County, OC Salsa Rica in Anaheim Hills. You can go to @OC Salsa Rica on Instagram. You're our hometown hustlers. We love these local businesses that are doing what they love for fun and making it work. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us. We truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. And you know, I have like this thing about condiments, right? Because I make olive oil. So to me, like Ruby's family in the hot sauce, Bianca and Cheryl in the salsa, me and my extra virgin olive oil, we're kind of in the same world.
Yeah, right? You guys could all be lined up at a farmer's market, well, like 3 little booths.
I agree with you. And we should also be going probably to food conferences. I don't know when the next big food conference
sure.
is, but Ruby, maybe
she'll
be cute.
I could
bring
my homemade almond milk too and add to it.
Right. So we'd have everything covered. Almond milk kiosk. We'd have salsa. We'd have hot sauce. We'd have olive oil.
And yeah. I'll be the taste tester.
We're the sides. We're the sides. We're not the main dish. We're just the sides. Like we go along with everything. We're going for longevity. You get sick of main courses, but you don't get sick of sides.
No, and you always need sides.
Yeah. On Air Thrones.
That should be the slogan. You always need
us. We are the sides. What have you been doing with the new album from Taylor Swift? You've been just going over and over since last night.
Marinating in it.
All those different tracks. I do like that track we just played with Post Malone on it.
Oh, yeah. Fortnite.
Yes.
I got some Miguel coming up. We are also going to let you know what is new this morning in case you have the luxury of just getting going, just getting started this morning. Sissy's got that for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tanya, a trending report. What have you?
Emma Roberts. So she was doing a tour of her home with Architectural Digest. Right. And it was during that tour of her TV room specifically where fans found out about this particular book that she once gifted an unnamed ex that she said she took back after finding out its worth. So she went on, she was kind of like, you were looking at her bookshelf where we saw it was this novel called Norwood. Mm-hmm. And she said, this is a book I actually gave as a gift to my ex, but then we broke up and I saw how much it was worth and I kept it, which to me is so...
Kind of has to do with how the breakup went too.
Yeah, maybe. But a quick search on Etsy showed that a similar book in similar condition, it's considered a rare find and it goes for about $4,500. This little book that looks like it was probably 10 cents to make.
That's so interesting. So, all right, the question, though, you had was...
Have you ever, taken something back after you gave it as a gift after you broke up?
No.
I guess if it was that important, I would take it back.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I'd be like, it's mine now.
So, I have a friend that bought a violin from the 1700s. Who knew you could do that?
Wow.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, if that friend got that as a gift and we're in a breakup, then that's something... that you'd want to keep. Whoever had that, you'd want to keep. There are certain things I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Like an antique or a book like that.
No, but a gift is a gift.
Well, it is.
It's unless, that's a new gift. You don't say, if we break up, I'm going to take it back.
But if we break up, there's spite. Probably
it's the
anger.
Tone of the breakup. Most breakups are going to be like, hey, you know what? We don't have feelings for each other, so I don't really care right now about hurting yours for me asking
exactly.
that back.
I want all this stuff back.
I want it back.
I'm taking the dog.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, Sissany Tanya, the back room.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to have the best weekend? Who's got big plans? Jen, you have big plans back there?
Well, it's Rocco's birthday weekend.
Oh, what's Rocco going to be?
12.
So Rocco's 12. He wears the size I wear, so I give him my jeans.
I know, and he grew another inch. He's taller than me now.
Wow.
Well, but can he fit into the clothes I'm giving him or
not? Yes.
No?
He loves them.
He's only got one more year probably of that.
I think it's so cute that you're the same size as a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's very cute. By the way, guess what? I can pass some clothes your way too, Sissany, very soon.
Happy to receive it. We're just
Isn't
6 years out.
Want? It's a personification of youth. Hey, I'm Ryan Seacrest. I'm the size of the youth.
You know, honestly, I wish I was still my 12-year-old size.
Ken wear 12-year-old's clothing.
Should that be on my, what do you call it?
Bio? Thing? Your Instagram bio?
Ryan Seacrest. Can wear... let's say
15.
Let's give me a window. Can wear youth clothes.
Can wear teen clothes.
Well, right.
You know, very exciting. It keeps me. See, that's why I feel cusp millennial.
Yeah.
I do get excited when I find something in the teen section of Macy's and I'm just like, wow, this actually fits. All right.
But are you forcing that or is that real?
Well, sometimes it's on sale and I was like, this is cute. I'm going to wear it one time at Coachella. So I'm going to get it.
I thought you and Michael actually looked like you fit at Coachella. Like if I tried to go to Coachella and dress like Coachella, I would look like a misfit.
Nah, I don't really go that extreme.
I think you'd fit right in.
I was looking at what Travis Kelce wore and I thought, okay, if I rolled up in that, you guys would laugh at me and not bring me.
Yeah, you and hats, it's like it has to be the right hat.
With all due respect, it does not have to be the right hat.
It does, though.
But why does it?
Because you have a very petite head.
Yeah.
Do I have a 12-year-old head, too? It's a lot of work here. It's a lot of work.
I think it's great to be petite.
I'm not petite.
Well, no, let's
do they have petite men's clothing?
Yes.
Tanya, are you feeling deep vibes?
Why, does Robbie wear XS? Does he wear XS?
Because when I wear a size petite, it's like it fits perfect. It's like the length is great. The arms fit great.
For us, they call it XS.
No, that's different. That's just extra small.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in the store and I'm like, can I get the, let me just go one size down. They're like,
There's
no more sizes.
There's the gap.
You know what I don't understand? The brands that make everything so much tighter. Do you know what I mean? Like the brands where you like are normally one size, but with this brand, you're like two sizes up.
I'm
why do they do that?
Usually dresses are like that.
If there's not stretch in the material, bye-bye.
You need the stretch.
All right. I want to get into the weekend watch list quickly. If there's something that we should put on our radar.
The weekend watch list. Just watch. Go!
Sissany, what's on your weekend watch list?
This one's on Netflix. It's a new documentary investigating a very violent crime, actually, in a very quiet town in Canada.
Yeah.
But it was intruders that broke into a home, and it's very traumatic what happened. But the daughter was the only person, the only witness. And so it's called What Jennifer Did.
They're trying to get me to watch this so bad every time I go to Netflix. They're pushing this on me.
Watch it. It's interesting. I watched it. I liked it.
The thing is, guys, I don't know what mood you want to be in at the end of the day.
I know, same. I want unicorns and butterflies.
Yeah, that's not the mood I want.
No. Sometimes you do.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me. Come check it out. It's not me.
Me too.
Come check it out. All right, Tanya, what's in your weekend watch list?
This is a little lighter, but remember Patty Stanger? She was the millionaire. Yeah, the millionaire matchmaker. She is back, but she's on the CW. So now it's just called Patty Stanger, the matchmaker. And it's essentially the same type of show, but it's on the CW and new episodes are Thursdays on the CW. But she basically sets people up. She is like the matchmaker. And I just find her very hilarious.
Is it still millionaire based or no?
No, I don't think it's millionaires. It's just matchmate. It's just like
okay.
matching.
A little more lighthearted before you go to sleep. All right, Ruby, what's on your weekend watch list?
Mine is lighthearted, too. The NBA playoffs. Lakers versus Nuggets, game one tomorrow, 5:30 on ESPN.
Yes. Go Lakers. It's on ESPN. Okay. And, oh, my weekend watch list? It's going to be American Idol.
American Idol.
American Idol. Come on. I'll be there. Have some fun with us. Mm-hmm. Sunday night is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame night. Actually, Lionel Richie and I on Idol are going to announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Nice.
So we'll give you that announcement live. Very exciting.
Who is it?
Well, we're announcing them on American Idol.
I thought I could trick you. Oh,
and then Monday night, Meghan Trainor is going to be on. It is our Billboard number one hits night with David Archuleta performing as well. Meghan Trainor is going to mentor.
We love Meghan.
Yeah.
American Idol is on ABC Sunday and Monday. It's LIVE, so anything can happen. You never know. Just take a minute, release something. What can you release today? Don't carry it with you next week. Let it go. It is Friday. It's just one thing you don't. Maybe it's somebody that drives you crazy.
Right.
Maybe it's something you don't need. It just causes a little hint of burden. Let's let it go.
Let's let it go. Stress release.
All right. Sissany.
Yes.
This is a great story that's not a great story, but ended up being a great story.
I mean, speaking of stress, wow.
So have you ever opened up something to that you didn't mean to, like an invitation, to your entire group of contacts by mistake?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a story of a woman that invited everybody in her contacts to what?
Almost 500 people to her daughter's first birthday party.
Oops. Okay, but this is, so go through some of the detail because I saw some of this.
Okay, so it was a mom and she's creating an Evite. It was her daughter's first birthday. And when she went to, it said like, oh, import your contacts or whatever. She thought it would import them and then she'd be able to like pluck through and like select which ones she wanted to send. So she's like, yeah, import all my contacts. 487
oh
of them
my gosh.
Went in and whoosh.
Weren't there ex-boyfriends and stuff?
The invite went out. I mean, there was lots of stuff, but it wasn't even that. It was the way that it got imported because it took the name how it was in her phone.
Oh my God.
That's where she really cringed because not only did she invite her boss, all her coworkers and all that, but it was more that like she has Derek and then she has the eye roll emoji right next to Derek's name because he was like this, I guess, a tutor back in the day from grad school. Jess hit her car in the parking lot was invited.
Wait, that's how she labels him in her contacts?
Justin, Delta Sky Lounge.
Wait, that's an interesting one. She met a dude in the Delta Sky Lounge and she invited him to the first birthday party?
And she met him when she was like 21.
Wait, can this happen to us? Like, how easy is it to happen?
Well, so not anymore. This TikTok went so viral that Evite, like the company Evite, actually got wind of it and saw it. And they now have a new function that, so this never happens again.
Please.
I would be mortified. I have people in my phone like Jason Vegas. I have ex-boyfriends that I haven't spoken to in 20 years. It'd be so random if I invited them to my kid's birthday.
Wait, you need to take Jason Vegas out of your contacts.
I still have all mine, Mr.
Wait,
Wilshire.
Go up. How many cities you got in there? Scroll.
It's not even so much cities. Like Jason Vegas is like a promoter that like if we wanted to get into a club, I would like hit him up. And so I really don't want to get rid of his contact.
But go to Vegas. Go to Vegas.
Okay.
And tell me, I want to hear what you have out of Vegas.
So if I search Vegas.
You go to Miami and tell me what you have in Miami.
No, I have a couple Vegas.
Oh, man, there's
right, go
a
to
lot.
Vegas too. Both go to Vegas.
Okay,
so Vegas,
Stefan,
go.
Stefan Vegas.
Okay, this is who I have. Francis Vegas, Mike Vegas, Todd Vegas, Alex Vegas, exactly. Danny Vegas, David A. Vegas,
that's
Eric Vegas.
I knew we'd uncover a gold
Jason
mine.
Vegas, another Jason Vegas, Jason Pollock Vegas, Jesse Vegas, Kristen Vegas,
time
Larson Vegas.
Time to get rid
Vegas.
Of those Vegas.
Well, how do you have that
those
many? Vegas. I'm like, I barely have two. I have two in Miami.
Well, what city do you have?
I don't have cities. I always had them as like their nickname. So I had like.
Well, it's much harder to do this with.
Yeah, I have a Freddie in Miami.
Mr. Wilshire, like Dr. Screen Time.
Okay, yours is not so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have a lot of doctors in there. Like, imagine inviting all your doctors to your kid's birthday party. Like my OBGYN, whatever. She'd be like, well, I guess I delivered her.
Michael,
sure.
Get in there and get rid of those vague guys.
Adam Orange
Theory.
No,
this benefits Michael. Like, this if we're in guy. Vegas together.
But you have too many dudes in there. One of them's not just
not
a promoter.
I reached out to any of those guys.
Yeah, well,
me.
With respect. All right, Tanya, keep scrolling. Let us know if you find any jewels.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Let's get JoJo on the radio up here. So JoJo, by the way, we were just talking about that woman who accidentally sent invitations, evites, to every single person, hundreds of people in her contact list by accident.
About 500.
A guy in the Delta Sky Lounge she met, a woman's car she hit. JoJo, did this almost happen to you too?
Nothing like that's happened to me. Thank God. I can't imagine just hitting one button and realizing it went to everybody.
Didn't you invite a bunch of people to a wine tasting party?
Oh, yeah, but JoJo, you invited everybody, it invited them how you have them stored in your contact.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it was, I mean, nothing bad happened. I mean, we just hung out and drank a bunch of wine. That was good, right?
Yeah, but you had Kristen Phil, because she was filling in for Sabrina.
Oh!
Wait, how he labeled him in the contest?
Yes!
Yeah, Kristen would fill for Sabrina, so I put Kristen as her name, Kristen, fill for Sabrina. So I didn't realize, I mean, that's just how I knew her in the beginning.
But invited her that way.
I do that too, as last names, because you put the description in the last name part. And that's how it goes.
I mean, I have a lot of Ashley, Luca's mom. All those
actually, JoJo, if we're being honest, she has 15 guys from Vegas in her contacts that we just, because I said, just search city and see what's in there. She has 15 guys from Vegas. Tanya has a guy named Baby Daddy in her contacts.
What?
I know. I don't have a Baby Daddy.
We need to call that number.
You have to call. Please.
What would make you put that in there as the
No idea. I was either blacked out or I have no idea.
Hey, JoJo, I catch the K-pop show. It's great. It's
Thank
great.
You.
I mean, I learn.
K-pop is, it's a genre that it's, I'm going to contradict myself. It's so massive. An artist some people may have never heard of will sell out SoFi, yet it's relatively untouched in our world as far as radio. And I'm pumped to be, one of the people that gets a chance to do this. And a lot of great artists, man. I mean, I've talked to so many. It's wild. And thank you for listening to it.
92 radio stations. This guy's got he's not going anywhere, that JoJo. He's gonna make it. Hey, JoJo, this is serious. Think about who we might want to put on the New Year's Eve show from the K-pop world.
Oh,
because
wow.
I love putting a global band on. Last year, I went to South Korea live, actually, during the New Year's Eve show. So
who was it last year? Was it New Jeans or?
New Jeans.
Okay, they're a great one. Well, this band just played.
You don't have to answer now, but think about it.
Let me give you two right now.
Yeah.
This band just played at Coachella. They're playing again this weekend. ATEEZ is one of my favorites. Okay. Love those guys. Another band that I haven't spoken to, which I want to, is a band called Stray Kids.
Oh, by the way, they're amazing. I have met them.
Amazing.
They're great.
I think they have a track with Charlie Puth coming out soon, if it's not already out. But
Stray Kids good. And they have a huge fan base.
Huge. Obviously, twice. I mentioned selling out. So twice. Sold out SoFi in a blink, so look out for, they're probably the biggest girl group in K-pop at the moment,
Stray Kids.
All right. If you book them, you have to give JoJo producer credit on the show.
Watch the ball drops, it's kind of fun.
I've never done that.
Is it
pretty wild?
It's
wild.
The best, bro.
It's emotional.
It's the best. Sisney was there.
Bawling. Like when it happens, they start playing the what's the New Year's Eve?
The confetti's one quick falling. Question. Let me ask one question. I had a friend of mine that did that, but they said if you're just going to go out there, if I'm hanging with Ryan, I got the prime spot and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But if I'm just going to go out there, a buddy of mine told me that they had to basically camp out all day, and you can't really get to a restroom easily. You have to kind of
you can't get it all. Once you're there at noon, you've got to prepare.
There are some restaurants around, because I went one year. I wasn't there for Ryan, and I was in a restaurant, and you could go. They let you go to the...
Wait, just to be clear, so was I hosting it that year?
You were, but I...
And you did not come say
hello? You didn't
hello?
Go say hi?
You didn't even say, hey, I'm in town?
No, I did. I did say hi to you, but we didn't stay where you were. Yeah, this was I don't even know what year. This was a long, long time ago.
Why did you hit up Ryan? He has a great little party in the corner.
If I'm going, it's with Ryan. That's
I wasn't going to do it without Ryan.
Producer now on the show. All right, we got to run. JoJo on the radio. Make sure you check him out, of course, every day. And then on Sunday, 6 o'clock for K-pop. Talk soon, brother.
Later, guys.
That's going to do it for us. That was fun.
Oh, man.
Yay.
Good Friday. I'm going to post some social media over the weekend. I'm going to be doing some backflips off bridges, so look for those.
Wow.
Also, check out American Idol on Sunday and Monday.
I love the pre-programming of your social media.
I am not doing backflips off bridges. I might show you some food I'm preparing. That might be it.
Okay.
I think a Mexican night is in order. I'm craving some soft tacos and tortillas.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever told you that I have been the recipient of fresh homemade tortillas that I helped make? I can't take full credit for making them all, but I do help make them.
It's the best way to eat a tortilla.
I'm having the craving. Are you guys going to have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget to wear your blue on Monday. Thank you. Spirit Week begins. Woohoo!
Will you please text me every single day and remind me?
Yes, you got it. It's my favorite thing to do.
Have a great weekend. Before we go, back room, what did we miss this morning while we were busy over here?
Well, I've been complaining about my contact, so I'm so excited I get to take it out now and fix it because there's something in my eye.
Oh, so annoying.
You know, I wore contacts. You probably didn't realize this, Michaela, for 13 years.
Wow.
There's nothing in my mind. I'm not a doctor or an ophthalmologist. But there's nothing in my mind that seems safe about putting our finger into our eye twice a day.
But I hate wearing glasses, so I'm dealing with it.
Really? Well, take a look. Everybody here.
Can you wear glasses next week? I want to see you in glasses.
Okay. My eyes are so bad that when I wear glasses, my eyes look so small.
What are you minus? Minus what?
-7.
I was -6, 5.95.
It's always a competition with Ryan.
Always.
Oh, competition. Hey, I don't have height, so I want to go with eye strength or not.
Mine's worse.
You're fighting over who has the worst eyesight. Literally.
I don't have the worst, but I have pretty close.
Pretty close. I get it.
Oh, my gosh. I need a weekend. Goodbye, everybody.
I love you.
Swift FM rolls on with Sissany.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again Monday.